Authorities in both the disputed Abyei Special Administrative Area and Warap State say 4 people were killed and 18 others wounded on both sides following clashes between armed youths over the weekend. Abyei Special Administrative Area Information Minister Bolis Koch Aguar says gunmen suspected of coming from neighboring Warap State first attacked Saturday, then returned on Sunday, attacking several more villages.
بان الاحنا زبد امبارح يوم الاحد اون ساندي طبعا الساعه 5 صباح.
The incident started yesterday morning at 5 a.m. when a group of armed youth from Warap State, who joined with some armed militias, attacked 3 locations in Abyei. The first place they attacked is called Jualjok in Rumamir County. Another place is Mayom Ngok, also in Rumamir County. And the third place they attacked is called Wunchwe along the highway. We have had 2 people killed and 8 injured. 2 people are in a critical condition as one person became anemic due to loss of blood and the other one underwent an operation.
Aguar says some 80 families have been displaced from their homes in the affected locations. William Wall, the Warap State Information Minister, says he is aware of yesterday's incident but denied youths from his area attacked villages in Abyei. Wall claims the clashes started when young men from Warap State intercepted armed young men from Abyei who were attempting to attack Warap State's Twitch County.
The clashes happened and they were a fall back to a place called Jualjok, and in Jualjok, both the youth from Bia and from Twitch reinforced themselves. Heavy clashes happened, whereby our forces who were deployed at Jakwaj were dispatched by the directives of the new governor, His Excellency Kwal Moarmoar, and the attack was de-escalated and diffused by the forces from Warap State. And of course, in the incident, we from Warap State, 2 people confirmed that and 10 people wounded.
Abyei officials say relative calm has returned to the area. Last week, the Abyei Civil Society Organization accused the UN Interim Security Force for Abyei, or UNISFA, of failing to protect Ngok Dinka civilians in Abyei from attacks by armed civilians from Twitch County, as well as members of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. The group said the security situation in the disputed region has deteriorated over the past 2 years, with South Sudan Army soldiers carrying out attacks in Abyei, killing dozens of people, and UNISFA doing nothing to stop them. In March this year, UNISFA spokesperson Daniel Adekera confirmed to VOA that forces from South Sudan and Sudan are still present within the Abyei box, violating the 2011 agreement between Sudan and South Sudan. Arop Ajuang, chairperson of the steering committee of the Abyei Civil Society Organization, says his group now wants the UN Security Council to ensure UNISFA demilitarizes the Abyei box.
And then we need UN Security to put maximum pressure on UNISFA to adhere their mandate in Abyei box. Again, we urge the Security Council and Troika on African Union panel to implement the withdrawal of forces from Abyei.
VOA reached out to Adekera and Antoinette Midey, the UNISFA public information officer, last week for comment on the issues raised by the Abyei Civil Society Organization without success. Neither Adekera nor Midey immediately responded to emails or WhatsApp messages. Both Sudan and South Sudan claim ownership of Abyei, whose management has been placed under the presidents of Sudan and South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.